The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma. POLB is ticker there. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Good to speak with you again.
Yeah, it's Easter bank holiday weekend. You're working up to the wire here, fella, in non-stop news flow.
Yes, there's a lot going on at Poolbeg. We're executing. So, another milestone event, let's say, on our second programme, Pod 002, this morning.
Yeah, a European patent granted. We'll talk about that, what it means, the significance of that in a bit. As always, though, if you could, though, Jeremy, for people unfamiliar or just learning about the story, just give us a summary as to what Poolbeg's all about.
Yeah, happy to do that. Yeah, so Poolbeg, we're a clinical stage infectious disease pharmaceutical company. We've got a very unique capital light clinical model where we generate early clinical data, early human proof of concept, and then partner with pharma. And then partner takes it forward into the larger, more expensive trials and eventually onto the market. So we're filling a niche there, filling a gap where we get that early human proof of concept in a very kind of cost effective manner. And as we'll talk about, you know, what's key for pharma these days is a good data package and an IP protected program. And we're working on several programs to make ourselves successful partners of choice to pharma.
Yeah. So good news today, which is you've been granted a European patent for your asset POLB002. So tell us more about this announcement then, Jeremy, if you could.
Yeah, happy to do that. Yeah, this was we actually announced a deal in January this year where we got an exclusive license to this program from the University of Warwick. They'd been working many years on this very unique approach to respiratory viral infections. So this is what's termed a defective interfering influenza virus. So what it does is it's both prophylactic. So you can give it kind of before an infection, it'll stop infection, and you can give it, you know, early during an infection, and it'll block the replication of a natural influenza virus, for example. So it's kind of a dual function, a dual purpose, and but it has, you know, pan viral protection potential for other viruses such as RSV and even SARS-CoV-2. So it's a very interesting product, dual mode of action to activate, as I say, block replication of an existing virus, but also activate the innate immune response in the nasal passage to prevent infection as well. So very unique approach. So yeah, having a patent is important, and we got a patent granted this morning for a key patent around this program.
Yeah. And I said this asset is an RNA-based immunotherapy for respiratory virus infections, which is, you know, very hot topic at the moment. So can you give us an overview on the asset itself?
Yeah, happy to do that. I mean, yeah, we've learned a lot, so much about viral infections over the last 2 years. You know, I think, prior to the COVID-19 pandemic emerging, you know, virologists had been working many years to understand, how viruses infect us, how we respond to viruses. So we've learned a hell of a lot in that time frame. So the timing is ideal then to bring this program forward, you know, coupling what we understand now for viral infections along with this program that the University of Warwick has been working on. So as I mentioned, it's a defective interference influenza virus as activating the innate immune response, actively blocking influenza viral replication. Mm-hmm. So again, what you'll see from that is that you'll get an improvement in, you know, in disease symptoms and it aids recovery of a patient as well. So it has great potential on multiple fronts. So again, as I mentioned, what's critical for, you know, bringing these programs forward is patent protection, so that nobody steals your ideas and brings it forward themselves. So the granting this morning is an important protection mechanism for the program.
Yeah, and explain the sort of timing and, you know, why products like these are so important to develop right now then.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. Again, I go back to the COVID-19 pandemic, and there's been a lot of talk, let's say, about pandemic preparedness. You know, let's not let this happen again. You know, if there's another coronavirus, for example, or even an influenza virus emerging, you know, with pandemic potential, let's be better prepared the next time around. Mm-hmm. And I think with an asset like this, your manufacturing is well understood in the program, and it can be stockpiled. And I think that's a critical element when it comes to being ready for the next wave of a pandemic. Now, we hope that's kind of years in the future. But as I say, the key thing is being better prepared this time around than we were for the COVID-19 pandemic. And I think where science has brought us forward, where, as I mentioned again, that understanding of how viruses infect and spreads. But having a program such as POLB002 with early, with human clinical data and ready for, to have stockpiled, from a manufacturing standpoint, this could be ready to go and actually, you know, help in the cause of blocking the next pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of awakened everyone, isn't it, really, to realise, you know, these kind of, you know, viruses, infections are not going away, and you have to keep on top of them, keep monitoring them, keep developing assets that can deal with them, like you say, because the amount of money that's been lost to the economies of the world due to this pandemic is phenomenal, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, without a question. As I say, if you can block the next pandemic kind of early in its cycle, then, you know, life can go on as normal. So again, there's an urgent need for products such as Palb002 to be ready for that situation.
Yeah. Okay, Jeremy, if you could then, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Paul Big Pharma to their watch list, please.
Sure. I mean, the strategy, infectious disease focused, generating early human clinical data, is quite unique, and then being a partner of choice to pharma. And we know that pharma are looking for programs that Poolbeg can serve up. I think number two then is the execution. I think we IPO'd last July. We have a fantastic management team and team around us that we're executing on this strategy. And I think we've proven that with the number of updates we've given, and certainly the RNSs. And I think, from a third standpoint, it's development, having assets in a convertible manner that pharma will partner with. Again, we'll have numerous of these over the next several years, so we'll be a partner of choice and generate significant income from these out-licensing deals to pharma. And I think it's a beautiful strategy, and I think we're executing it well.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Jeremy, thanks for that, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.